This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, and welcome to episode 42 of Sunday Supplement. 42 is a good number, apparently, is it?
I don't think it is a good number, Simon. I think it's a useful number, it being the ultimate answer.
Now, is it me, or is Marvin the paranoid android not actually paranoid?
Well, it depends if he actually does have a pain down all the diodes of his left side or not.
Well, that would be hypochondriacal.
And he does sort of say things, you know, nobody cares about me. He basically sounds a lot like you, Simon.
He's depressed. He's not paranoid. He doesn't think people are talking about him behind his back.
But he's not actually called Marvin the paranoid android. That's what Zaphod calls him.
Oh, okay. So you're saying Zaphod's stupid?
No, Zaphod likes to give the aura of appearing stupid.
He's got two willies too.
He did. That was in the original BBC TV show. Wing Mark Davies or Mark Wing Davies. Probably Mark Wing Davies when about it logically, how names work. He had, as well as a little bobbly head, which was on the side of his face, also appearing in an episode of Tomorrow's World, which is kind of cute, where everybody apparently in the future was going to have a crappy robotic head bobbling up on their shoulder. But anyway, Mark Wing Davies had a little, well, not little, but he originally had like foot-long sausages down either side of his thighs to imply that Zaphod, if you look closely, had two massive appendages. Unfortunately, the BBC thought there was a bit too much, and they were shrunken to 6-inch ones. And so he went around with slightly smaller appendages. But that does imply, though, that Mark Wing Davies doesn't actually have an appendage of his own, because then Zaphod would have three, which is way too many.
Well, two is enough to have some sort of fun with the triple-breasted whore from Eroticon 5.
Eroticon 6, please.
6. Shit. Eroticon 6. I'm going to edit that so it sounds like I made it correct.
Well, people won't believe you. I think that is firstly and foremostly liar. Eccentrica de Galumpets is what
you're... That's the word. I couldn't remember her name. I knew she was triple-breasted, though.
But he's got three arms, so he's already covered.
Well, she is. So, did you get a newspaper?
Yeah, I got the News of the World.
Did you? That surprises me, because I nearly got the News of the World, and I thought, no, if I get the News of the World, Izzy will go, what'd you get the News of the World for?
And so instead you went for...
Well, hang on, did you get the hair straighteners?
I didn't. I don't have much hair to straighten, and my hair is pretty straight. So I don't have many wispy bits, although when I did last get my hair cut, the hairdresser did ask me if I wanted the King Penguin look, to which I said yes.
Well, who wouldn't?
Exactly. When you are offered a haircut which is in the style of an aquatic bird...
I got the Express.
No, why?
Now, I know what you're going to say. I've never statistically won with the Express, but it's the same thought process every week. I buy it thinking, well, this week it has to be a humdinger. But it always turns out to be a humdonger. And I will stand by my assertion this week that the Express must be a humdinger. Statistically, it must be a humdinger this week.
I'm just going to give you a point, not a bonus point, but a small round of applause for coming up with the phrase humdonger.
Yeah, so should we go and hum my donger?
We're not going to go anywhere near yours or Zaphod's multiple dongers.
So what are we going to cut out and keep this week? Do you think, maybe?
I think it'll be things from the papers
that
we have bought. And then once we've cut it out and kept it, we can stick it all over our walls and make pretty collages.
It's the debate that is dividing Hollywood. Has Joaquin Phoenix completely lost his mind? Or is he attempting to con the world with a massive hoax?
Joaquin! How is Joaquin? Now, which one is Joaquin Phoenix? Is he the guy who played Johnny Cash?
Yes, that's exactly. Okay. The twice Oscar-nominated star of Walk the Line and Gladiator recently announced he is quitting acting to become a rapper. But he's made himself look like Daniel Kitson.
Really?
With a tea cosy hat and a fluffy beard. More like badly drawn boy. And... apparently, he's constantly being followed around by a documentary crew, making a movie about his switch to music, but many Hollywood insiders suspect it is really a Borat-style film about how easy it is to fool the public. I thought it was going to be a really boring little biography about him. Apparently, he's quit acting, and he's been going around the hip-hop scene on stage doing his songs.
Well, you know, he's basically stolen my idea. That's what I was going to do.
On his debut, he fell off the stage. How funny is that?
That's pretty funny. It must be a Borat-style film.
Yeah, I think it probably is, but this is quite funny too. Born in Puerto Rico to nomadic missionaries with a religious cult, he spent his early years shut in between South America and the United States. His real surname is Bottom.
Joaquin Bottom.
Yeah, Joaquin Bottom. That sounds like a spanky sex act.
Joaquin Bottom. Well, it doesn't. It sounds like a type of disease, actually, if you think of it. I'm suffering from a bit of the old Joaquin Bottom.
Yeah, but then his brother, River, was even worse.
Oh, River Bottom. That's got to be... Oh.
The weirdest moment came when he appeared as a guest on David Letterman. Hiding behind a pair of shades, Phoenix either mumbled monosyllabic answers or chose not to speak at all, prompting the despairing host to end the interview by saying, Joaquin, I'm sorry you couldn't be here tonight.
Oh, wow. That's bitchy, man.
There's a debate raging about whether or not he's engaged in some sort of hoax, so it'd be interesting to see how that pans out. Beat that, Lawrence.
Well... I've got... Oh, damn it. Hang on. All my stuff's cluttered with Mother's Day crap.
Yeah, I had a lot of Mother's Day rubbish. It took me 3 goes through the paper to find something that I was going to cut out and keep.
I was going to actually do quite a, you know, a nice serious bit about global warming, but now you've made me think, oh, I should be doing stuff about I lost my job but got a life. I've also got Ronan Keating... And he's been laid out on the floor. And they're pointing a laser at him, a la James Bond, you know, coming up his crotch. Unfortunately, they've kind of misunderstood the film. And instead of slowly going up his crotch, they've actually just pointed it at his genitals and he's screaming. So he's laughing, screaming as his genitals are being mutilated, which is a bit silly, if you ask me.
So what was the global warming piece?
All right, yeah, that's lost to the sea. This is the picturesque paradise island of Tuvalu.
Tuvalu.
Yes, this is a huge promotion for this thing called Earth Hour. Now, have you heard of Earth Hour?
Earth Hour? Didn't it used to be Earth Day? Wow, they're cutting back.
Yeah, no. Well, this Saturday, you can do your bit by backing our Earth Hour campaign. Simply switch off your lights from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. and remember the coral island of Tuvalu in the Pacific. And basically what's happened to Tuvalu is that the water levels have risen and during high tide the whole place is pretty much flooded now.
So you can't go to the loo.
3,000 locals, which is most of them, I think, have left for New Zealand under an immigration arrangement, except for the Christians, who believe that God will save them from the floods.
Oh, God.
Standing to their ankles in the seawater on the steps of her office, meteorological officer Hilia Vave explains how Christianity has gripped islanders like a fever. The locals reckon a rainbow is a symbol of God's promise not to flood them. Which is true. God said he wouldn't flood anybody, which my ponds in 2007...
Your fish escaped.
They f***ed off to France.
So not only do the Christians think they're not going to get flooded, I have to stand in the dark and send positive thoughts to them.
But the whole thing that I understand is that it's not as though they will stop making electricity, particularly for that hour. I mean, electricity isn't like you switch it on and suddenly the turbines start going. It's not the way it goes. Turbines make the thing and we use it and they try and estimate how much of us are using it. So all this will do is just make somebody's job a bit tricky and he'll probably just put the furnaces on normal anyway.
Yeah, some bloke is going to be a bit perturbed by going, oh, it's not as much demand after EastEnders as I thought there was going to be.
Yeah.
I can't imagine most people will be sat in the dark on Saturday at 8:30.
No, they'll be down the pub, I imagine, with all the lights off anyway. I mean, ugh. All in This Together by David, Crazy Dave Cameron.
Oh, no.
And in brackets, leader of the Conservative Party. And he says, along with global poverty and terrorism, climate change. And you know the way he says climate change, as in he pronounces a CH on the G of change, is one of the 3 biggest challenges facing the world today. But it can be easy to forget about it when you can't always see it happening with your own eyes. The great thing about Earth Hour is that for 1 hour at least we will all have the chance to think about the importance of climate change. Climate change is something that any politician or campaigner can tackle alone. We all are in this together. If we do these little things like recycling our rubbish, we can make a massive difference to the environment. But I thought that recycling your rubbish actually, although a good practice to get into, at the moment is causing more CO2 than
apparently
landfill.
So, yeah. Yeah. But he is crazy.
He's a crazy Dave.
He's also going to rape the BBC.
Is he?
It's really annoying. He went on telly this week and said, oh yeah, what we'll do when we get into power, we'll cut BBC spending. And what it really was an excuse to hide the fact that he also said, we'll also have to cut spending on most other things as well. But the BBC, God, that deserves a couple of quid less, doesn't it? Yeah. So... I hate him.
Well, he doesn't agree with government spending at a time when our economy desperately needs extra jobs. So that is why we should kill all polar bears.
I think we should let global warming happen, if only to see a polar bear on a glacier mint. Let's play article or farcical then. This is the 42nd time we've... Well, it's probably not actually, is it?
No, it's probably not. We're actually catching up on other podcasts like The Bugle, who've got like, you know, they're on 64 episodes, but they've been going a lot longer than us. But that's because they don't count the times when they put out a mediocre episode as an actual episode.
Well, we'd actually be on like episode 3 if that was the case.
That is true. So welcome to episode 3. Yeah, it's time to play article or farcical. In this, I read out articles from this week's paper, which is the News of the World, and Simon has to decide which appear in the supplements, which are genuine articles, but which have I made up, which is the farcical. So it's article or farcical. Do you understand, Simon?
No.
We will play. First, Swan Late.
Swan Late. And that's about... What, tardy swans?
Alas, not. It's about a lady called Debbie Swan who suffers from a constant fear of being late. So if she actually gets late, she suffers multiple panic attacks. And it's in the agony art section.
I may give you my answer now, but go on.
Is it that one?
Well, we'll
see.
Let's hear the rest.
We can play if you want to.
Let's hear the rest.
Okay. Top Toms, get ready for summer.
Top Toms? I don't get it.
Get ready for summer. It's about tomatoes.
I see.
Yeah?
We know two Toms who are both Top Toms. It's not about them.
No.
Shame.
Well, I don't know if they are Top Toms. I mean, of all the Toms there are the two Toms we know Top Toms?
Name a better Tom.
A cat?
The Thumb?
Oh, no. Tom Thumb's rubbish.
Did Tom Thumb put his finger in a pie or a dyke?
Well, I don't know enough about his personal life to be able to comment. Right. Don't be an April Fool. Buy stamps and see the dentist now. It's so much cheaper.
Why is it cheaper now than it will be in April?
Because in April the prices get more.
Because of what? Tax?
Don't know. Just do.
Okay. And finally...
Sex at Sainsbury's.
Sex at Sainsbury's.
It's about a couple who had sex in the car park at Sainsbury's. Actually, it doesn't actually say it was Sainsbury's. It was just a supermarket, so it might have been Asda, but sex at Asda isn't
it? It doesn't work, does it?
I suppose they'd have gone with Asbo if it was Asda.
If you were Zayford, you'd have 2 for 1.
That is true. And you could put one in the freezer for later.
So, I don't know. I'm still going to stick by my assertion, I think, that the one you have made up is Swan Late.
Why?
It's the only real pun there.
Well, it's so much cheaper.
Yeah, I know, but that's
ready
a real...
for summer.
That's a real crowbar one.
Sainsbury's.
Yeah, but they're all really crowbar-y, and as much as I loathe to admit it, your puns generally aren't that crowbar-y, so I am going to say Swan Late about a woman who's always late called Debbie Swan is a farcical.
I was a bit tired. That was a tragedy. I was in university all yesterday and I'm a bit tired.
Oh, poor Izzy.
I know. So I get a sympathy bonus point. That's 30.
So I win, but you somehow get a bonus point. How's that fair?
Because I'm sleepy.
Okay. So I'm right then, I take it.
Yeah.
Obviously. How dumb am I?
I was trying to think of something that I thought, well, he won't expect me to be talking about ballet. Why would he expect me to talk about ballet? Okay, what ballets are there? Well, there's the Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah, I was thinking Nutcracker, and I'm thinking, well, that's a bit obvious. And I thought, Rumpelstiltskin, no, that's not ballet. Swan Lake's a ballet. Okay, Swan Lake. So, Swan...
Bake.
Yeah. Swan...
See, Swan Bake, I think I wouldn't have gone for.
Really? Oh! actually thought Swan Bake would be quite fun because it would have been like a Jamie Oliver recipe.
Fat tongue with a big neck. What? I don't know what about.
Anyway, Simon.
Yeah.
Loser.
Let's quickly talk about books because, you know, it's such a small subject. We might as well get through it quickly.
I was reading, I can't remember the title of it, but it's one of Melvyn Bragg's ones. And there's really, it's quite a horrible, violent sex scene in it, which is a bit nasty. And it's meant to be, that's the whole point of it. But it kind of is ruined because in it he refers to her lady bits as her mound, which makes me think of baseball. And in that scene, he does jump straight to fourth base without even hitting the ball. So I don't think it's worth it. It also refers to his willy. Instead of saying his willy or his tinkle or his Piers Morgan, it refers to that as his sex.
His sex. So yeah. Zaphod would have sexes. He'd have sex with his sexes.
He would lower orifices down onto both of his sexes.
I don't have anything nearly as raunchy as that. I have, here's what I wrote earlier. The autobiography of Peter Purvis.
Oh, that's filthy. You said Purvis.
Purvis actually had an affair with Singleton, which is wrong. I don't need to hear that.
I did this a few weeks ago. I talked about that.
Did you?
Yeah. We talked about, what's her face? With the Hoomtrimmer thing. The lady who was in charge of it all.
That's true. Biddy Baxter. We did.
Yeah.
Oh, I've lost then for repeating myself. But he auditioned for the role of Bond. Between Connery and Roger Moore. The guy being dragged round through elephant poo in a studio in the 60s could have been James Bond.
Bond needs a little dog accomplice, though. Come on, Shep.
This is the thing that really made me laugh. During the sort of late 90s, he kind of got into panto. He has worked in Torquay with Cannon and Ball when they're at the height of their popularity. In Bath, he witnessed a feud between Rolf Harris and Sylvester McCoy. When the latter insisted on juggling sausages.
Simon, you said sausages.
I did say sausages.
Without referencing Zaphod.
Oh, juggling sausages would be a masturbation joke.
Well, you don't need to spell it out.
M-A-S-T-U-R-B-A-T-I-O-N. It's a spelling bee week.
Is it?
And he concludes by saying, in Bournemouth, Paul Daniels was a total flop.
Once more with the sex and sausages. Ah, oh, Belgium.
Celebrities. Don't you have to say celebrities with a D? Celebrities.
Celebrities. Outer Hebrides. Popular with celebrities.
We're going to continue the theme of floppy genitalia by talking about one of the stars of Willy Wonka.
Okay.
Julie Dawn Cole, who is now the fitness guru on This Morning with Phil and Fern, was Veruca Salt.
Really?
Willy Wonka. And she's talking about her favourite photograph. And it's a picture of her holding up her tickets to the inauguration of Barack Obama as president. And she talks about this amazing life-defining moment for three lines and Willy Wonka for the rest of the article.
And what was Willy Wonka like?
Well, apparently Gene Wilder used to bounce her on his knee. I don't know, that sounds a bit weird to me. Gene Wilder shouldn't bounce kids on his knees.
I can't imagine Gene Wilder has knees because he's a very he's a very little man and he's very skinny. And I don't imagine his knees would be very... Well, they're more like elbows, aren't they?
And he turned up on This Morning and recognised her and said, "Well, I guess Veruca didn't turn out to be such a bad egg after all."
Aww.
Yeah.
What's she do on the thing? She's a fitness and health person.
Yeah, she's the fitness expert.
Is she an actual fitness expert?
I don't know. She's a Veruca. She's a Veruca on the foot of This Morning. She shouldn't go swimming. That should be her fitness advice.
I've got a massive mess, which is a very unflattering picture of Kate Moss. Obviously just getting out of a car. It's part of Carol Malone. She's just an awful person. What a bloody state. And I see the thing is she writes bloody and she writes the word tits has got an asterisk.
It's so twee, isn't it? They're showing a picture probably of her crotch.
They're showing a picture of one of her nipples as she gets out of a car.
You can see her nipple.
Yeah.
But they asterisk out the word tit.
Yeah.
What a bunch of...
Anyway, so Cocaine Kate just isn't cool anymore. At 35, she should be growing up and out with the world parties and late nights and the scuzzy boyfriends. Instead, she's trying to hang on to a life she's too old and too haggard to be living. Later on in the paper, it has a story about how her boyfriend's so in love with Kate that he wants to marry her.
Oh.
He's going to ask her.
Are you suggesting there's some sort of double standard going on?
I'm suggesting that Carol Malone is a Satan.
I've got an idea. I've got a quiz in my paper, and I'm going to question you, and every question you get right, you can have a bonus point.
Ooh.
Does that sound exciting?
Wow. I don't know about exciting. I mean, like, going on a motorbike into an arena and getting a sticky toffee apple. Sounds quite exciting.
See, if I go and see an Evel Knievel show and he came on his bike licking a toffee apple, I think I'd be quite disappointed.
That's true. Well, I just thought, you know, that would be exciting enough. I don't need to actually risk my life at any point. So as long as I'm not risking my life, then yes, Simon, it is exciting. Go!
Question one. By what name was Albanian Agnes Guancha Bujaju known before her posthumous canonisation? I know you know this.
So Agnes...
Agnes Guancha Bujaju. You know that. I know you know this.
Oh, I know this as well. That rings a bell. So repeat the question.
By what name was Albania's Agnes Guancha Bujaju known before her posthumous canonisation?
So she's canonised.
That means she's turned into a saint.
Oh, I know. It's Mother Teresa.
Yay. One bonus point.
I thought that name ringed a bell. I was just like, why do I know that name? And I was like, oh, yes. Who's been canonised? Who's as a woman recently? Lady Diana Spencer. No. Right, I've got the Think Me Thin article. So, Simon, think yourself thin. Now, one of these is a super thin solution. The other is Think Me Fat Trap.
Okay.
So, which is a Think Me Fat Trap? Which is a super thin solution? My body needs fat to function, or I will ban fat from my diet to lose weight. Which one is the Think Me Fat Trap?
I think banning fat from your diet to lose weight is a Think Me Fat Trap.
Well done, Simon.
Yes. Do I get a bonus point?
No.
Oh, right, fine. Which Hollywood actress and singer is the mother of Hollywood actress and author Carrie Fisher?
Julie Fisher.
No, that is the wrong answer.
Oh, is it King Fisher? is it Jesus?
It is Jesus, yeah, you can have a bonus point for that. You are now 15 bonus points.
So which is a Think Me Fat Trap and which is a super slim solution? If I'm overweight, there's a reason. I'll plan my meals more carefully. I hardly eat anything. Why can't I shift this weight? Which one was a Think Me Fat Trap? Which one's a super slim solution?
I think I hardly eat anything is a Think Me Fat Trap.
Yay!
Yes, it's counterintuitive. I must get a bonus point now.
Nah.
Oh. Who plays Ron Weasley's mother in the Harry Potter movies?
Julie Walters.
Yay! 16 bonus points.
Excellent.
Not on top of the 15 you've already got.
No.
Oh, no. You're not on 31 bonus points.
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake. Why did I even mention a number?
Think Me Fat Trap or the Super Slim Solution. I've had a burger. I might as well have the fries too. One treat at a time. The burger is an indulgence, but I'll save heaps of calories ordering the salad.
Think Me Fat is the ordering the salad.
No.
Ah, oh, so that you get fatter if you eat the fries as well.
Yeah, apparently so.
Boo.
Who'd have thunk?
Boo. You're on how many points? 31 bonus points. I'm on none. I'm losing this quiz.
You can have 1 point.
Yeah, but not a bonus point.
That is true.
Finally, which travel and humour author wrote a history of the English language entitled Mother Tongue?
Hang on, say again.
Which travel and humour author wrote a history of the English language entitled Mother Tongue?
Oh, cock it! I know this and I don't know it.
He also wrote travelogues around England.
Oh, Bill Bryson.
Yeah, 32 bonus points in total for
boom.
Isabel.
Chicka-boom! Chicka-boom, boom, boom. That is like halfway to 64.
When I'm 60, what will happen when you're 64? I won't need you. I won't feed you.
Yeah, but then I'll be able to afford my own...
pie.
Yeah. My own pie chart demonstrating how rubbish you are.
time to decide who has the superior supplements this week.
Already? I've got Captain Cash and he's like a hero, gonna take your expenditure down to zero. Cook up a deal at IKEA and you get vouchers and everything and you can save money on pet insurance. It's amazing. So I think I should win.
Because you've got a funny rhyme.
I've got Captain Cash.
Okay, well, I haven't got any kind of captain at all. So I suppose you outrank me at the very least.
But you do have a train.
I have an express, yeah. Or a pizza of some sort.
Or a dry cleaners that no longer irons.
Yeah.
The express.
Or the Rupert Murdoch publishing empire.
Ooh.
Ooh, satire. Do you see? I did satire.
Not really.
For that very reason, I should lose.
Why are you determined to lose? Is it because you got the Sunday Express and you want perfect numbers?
Yeah, perfect numbers. Statistically, the Express should never win.
Well, you see, the thing is, then it's not a fair contest, is it?
Yeah, that's true. But then, are the contests ever fair? Aren't they always rigged in your favour?
What are you saying? I will not countenance such a slander against my very person. I think that's a terrible thing to say.
But I have to say, the Express, whilst I expected it to be a humdinger with that Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin.
You can't say it without saying Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin.
I thought it would be a humdinger.
It's a bit like exactly the noise a dustbin lid makes when slammed against somebody's head. Joaquin.
Or a tennis racket against someone's PVC clad buttocks. I don't know what that sounds like.
Now I've just got a sort of like, you know, crisscross pattern.
Like a waffle.
Indented on my brain, yeah. Oh, I could do with a waffle. Quite hungry.
I've been hankering after French toast and ice cream since I made it last week.
Well, is that Think Me Fat or the Super...
I think that's Think Me Very, Very Chubby.
I think that's Think Me Fat Trap, Simon.
So yeah, I have to admit, my humdinger was a humdonger. So the paper you should have bought last week was...
Playbeing. No, it was the news of the world.
What's Playbeing?
Playbeing, it's like one of the best newspapers this side of Beetlejuice. It's amazing.
That's a pornographic magazine for aliens.
Yeah.
Right, so you can either get a pornographic magazine for aliens that doesn't exist, or you can go back in time and get the news of the world from Sunday.
I think this week, in celebration of the late, great Douglas Adams, don't buy a Sunday paper. If you haven't already, buy yourself every single book that man did.
I agree.
It's more expensive, but it's worth it.
Yeah. So if you want to write to us, our email address is sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
That's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
You can write on our Facebook wall or leave comments on our website, which is sundayssupplement.com.
Or you can dig us or write a review on iTunes. That'll be very useful. Also, if you liked our podcast, we do it for free. Just tell a friend. That's all we ask.
Just tell a friend, yeah.
One and if you friend. Didn't like it, tell an enemy.
And you can tweet Izzy. Yes. At Izzy_Lawrence.
So twitter.com/Izzy_Lawrence.
And finally, you can check our entry in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
We're listed under pointless activities, which nevertheless you find yourself doing.
So join us next week. We'll have more papers and hilarity fun bags.
Three of them.
Three bags of fun.
Three whole ones.
Three bags of fun and hilarity to give away. Free.
Next week, we will return with some serious quality journalism.
Bye-bye.
Bow, 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 bow,